I always look at Arnie, who is the fast food, you know, junkie aficionado, whatever, and he's always like, oh, this is so good, and I love it. And I think, well, if they did it any faster, it might not be good. So that's why I always think
he
of
wants
him,
it done and ready.
Know? See, that's right.
It's not a speed issue. It's a done and ready and hitting. He's sitting under a heater.
He doesn't care what it tastes like, really.
Waiting for him to come in.
My taste buds are shut. Okay, I don't taste food. I think I remember what food tastes like, and I eat it, and I go, oh, that was good.
I just want to point out all of these rage stories. These are people who are getting angry over food.
Thank you.
I mean, it is.
I understand that.
It started, who knows where. I think popular society says road rage. Then it went to grocery store rage and air rage, and people were just angry.
Adding to the list of things you can complain about. When I've gone out to eat sometimes, and maybe something got messed up on a salad, whatever, whoop-de-doo, and I'll say that it's only food. And sometimes the people I'm eating with are like, well, I would demand this, and I'm like, in the end, it's really just food. And, and what I'm eating will be just fine.
Right, it's only not what you wanted. That's all.
But it'll still
do. All it is.
You know?
Look, life is filled with things you don't want. And
like a career.
You pick your battles. You decide what is worth getting angry at.
Yes.
Whether or not it's worth arguing that you paid for two patties and you got one patty. Mm-hmm. All right. But that's standing up for yourself. Getting in these fights.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Like people are doing at fast food restaurants and getting angry at the people that work there or the person in front of them in line.
I would see people almost almost bump someone with the bumper because they're so mad.
In a drive-thru.
In the drive-thru because they're so mad at the person because the person's not going in a speed that they wish they would.
Well, pull up.
Well, you don't always know what you want when you're pulling in a drive-thru, by the way. Sometimes they have new added menus. So maybe you're checking that out. Maybe you drove up thinking, I want the Big Mac. But then you see, oh, they're featuring this, I don't know, whatever, some new thing. And you're like, oh, maybe I want to try that. It takes a little time.
You know what? If you don't know what you want, go inside.
That's why
the inside part of the restaurant.
You missed what I said. Mm. I think a lot of people Yes, you did. I think a lot of people pull up with a certain thing in mind, and then they see there's a new menu of new things. And so they start looking a little longer.
Then they weren't committed.
Darn right.
Didn't know what they wanted.
Exactly.
See, if I'm going to a fast food restaurant, I'm going for a specific craving. I already know I want 6 soft tacos. I'm not going to go, ooh, a gordita crunch. Suddenly my craving is gone.
But if that person does, you can't get mad at them. You can't have the rage on them. That's
all I'm
saying.
I already covered that.
Yeah, you know
I'm not going to bump or honk at anybody. All right. But that doesn't justify the behavior that you're describing. We have the drive-thru etiquette list here. And they cover that in a second. First, though, from an East Toledo, Ohio McDonald's. Here's another. This is a frustrating thing for a lot of fast food people. Certain restaurants, we slam Jack in the Box, now we'll give them credit. They serve their whole menu all day long.
Yes.
McDonald's has always said breakfast only until 10:30 or 11-ish.
Right, so like weekends it's 11. Because I've gone at like 10:50 and I wanted a burger.
And they
said in the drive-thru, they said, we don't start serving burgers till 11 on Sundays.
So you have to wait, or they'll make you wait, or they'll...
Well, I just said, you're stupid, and I drove through.
Arnie.
And I left. And I left, and I went to another McDonald's that was 10 minutes away. That way I knew I could get a burger.
You sound like my father-in-law. He and I were out doing errands one day, and he's like, oh, you know, I'm hungry. You know, we pull up to McDonald's or whatever. And it was 11:01, but he wanted breakfast.
Uh-oh.
And I said,
the reverse problem.
He says, hey, I want breakfast. And I said, well, you know, it's at that time it was 11. I said, I don't think they serve it anymore from what I hear. And he's like, they should still have some breakfast food there.
You had the leftover good fast food.
Pulls in anyway, and he says, hey, can I get an Egg McMuffin? And they're like, sir. We're not serving that anymore. It's time for lunch. You just stop serving breakfast. You're not telling me you don't have an Egg McMuffin back there.
He's got fast food rage.
And you know what he did?
He's right.
He left. He said, fine, I don't want anything then.
But he is right. When I was on vacation, I went to Chick-fil-A in Tennessee at 11 o'clock. They stopped serving breakfast at like 10:45, some weird time like that. And we went through and I said, I wanted a chicken and biscuit. And the lady goes, well, you know what? We have a few left over. We're going to go ahead and give those to you for free.
Well, of course they have to have them left over.
Right. Yeah, so I said, okay, cool. Because I was being nice.
In East Toledo, Ohio, a 24-year-old woman pulled up to McDonald's early in the morning and ordered chicken McNuggets. She was, of course, told.
Right.
Oh. We're serving breakfast. The drive-thru attendant told her the restaurant was only serving breakfast, so the woman made a breakfast order, then pulled up to the window, and then said to the attendant, that she wanted chicken McNuggets.
But they already told you, ma'am.
And that she wasn't paying for the breakfast. She wants nuggets.
Why'd you order the breakfast then?
So that she can get waved through.
This is so absurd.
To the drive-thru window. At which point, when the drive-thru attendant told the woman that they were still only serving breakfast and there were no nuggets available, the 24-year-old woman reached through the window and punched the attendant in the mouth.
Oh, my God.
The manager came to the window to help the employee, at which point the 24-year-old woman started swinging her fists at her while hanging out of her window.
You have cages now up at the drive-thru where you just slip the money through the bottom part.
The manager tried to pull the woman through the window by her hair, which that's not an appropriate response by the manager at that point.
Oh, God.
After being released, the 24-year-old woman then punched through the drive-thru window's glass.
Wow.
She never got her nuggets.
Well, no, I wouldn't.
That was two Fridays ago. On Saturday morning,
although, if I had worked there, I might be the kid back there. Just fire up some nuggets. Here you go, ma'am. Get out of here.
On Saturday morning, she went to court where she had to plead. She'll be arraigned later on this month, but the judge already ordered she can't go back to that McDonald's anymore.
Has she never had McDonald's breakfast? It's fantastic.
Rob, Arnie, and Dawn. The Rob, Arnie, and Dawn Show.